Good afternoon. You're here with Bikesport Radio, where we talk about bike racing, bike racers, and what you need to race bikes. It's Monday, October 22nd. Off season has happened. Road racing season's over. We're moving into a little bit of cyclocross, mostly off season stuff. And damn, and cycling in the media again. Lance down in flames. Oh, what are we going to do? I don't know. So we have last weekend's Ride to the Roses, a Ride for the Roses in Austin. Lance saying he's been better. Here's what he had to say at the send-off for the fundraiser for the farm foundation at the Ride to the Roses.
Good morning, everybody. Welcome back to downtown Austin for the Ride for the Roses, which started actually 16 years ago. It is, as Doug said, this is truly an honor to be here. We're all truly humbled. I speak on behalf of 90 people that work at Livestrong on a daily basis, millions of people in this country that are affected by the disease, 28 million people around the world. When we started this organization, and Kirk was actually on our original board many, many years ago, if you would have told me that 15 years later, that little organization, that little idea, would have raised $500 million, would have touched 2.5 million lives around the world, I would have told you you're crazy. But those are all true. Those have all happened. And it wouldn't have happened without the great support of this city, people like you guys and gals on bikes, people all over the world. We have a lot of lucky breaks along the way, but it's been a special ride. Obviously, it's been an interesting, and as I said the other night, at times very difficult few weeks. People ask me a lot, how you doing? And I tell them, I said, well, I've been better, but I've also been worse. And so with that, I'll leave you to have a great ride today. Please be safe. Thank you for your support. 4,300 riders, the largest ride in Austin's history. So thank you all so much. Live strong. Be safe.
Lance Armstrong, thank you so much.
Yeah, thank you so much. Gee. Oh, what a bummer. I don't know what to say. Don't dope. Don't dope. Everybody's heard the dope on the doping. So today's show, we actually focus on the grassroots stuff, so like little local stuff. We don't care about that pro crap going on out there. Northern California's prestige, super prestige results at Candlestick. We got also Sacramento Cyclocross results. Black Cat Cross, recently held in Southern California. And Ultra Cross race results, new category Masters 45s. Had a chance to get some interviews also with some of the winners out there. And we've got a little Furnace Creek action. Greg Page talks about Towns Pass. Some Furnace Creek 508 interviews with team riders, Rick Jacobs, Charlie Marco. And also the Elite Podium Black Cat Cross interview. So let's move into some race results for right now here on Bike Sport Radio.
The Black Cat Cross and Urban Cyclocross featuring Ultra Cross, 3 hours of cross racing. Men's Open Ultra category, Kevin Hinton riding for LA Velocity, taking that win. And in the Masters 45 and over Ultra Cross from Irvine, California, Matthias Jezek picking up the win there, followed by Johnny Dalton riding for Team Velocity and Dave Nadiak, PV Grupo Ciclismo, in third. Masters 55's Michael Hahn picking up second place right out of Torrance, and Howard Miller riding for Paramount Racing picking up that win. Men's category four is Jake Zeitlin, Velo Allegro, taking that win. Single speeders, riding for Cal Pacific Export Packers, James Peacock. And in the single speed A's, category 1, 2, 3 is Josh Caddy, riding for Synergy Cycles Race Team, picking up that win. Men's Open Pros, LA Velocity's Robert Wayman taking the win with a very, very close contest with teammate Coley King coming across the line together, 1 and 2. Matthew Smith taking third place for the Men's Open, riding for It's a Bike Shop. And the Men's Category 3s and 4s, Aubrey Smentkowski riding for The Team, picking up that win. Masters 35s, Cat 3s and 4s, OTR Racing's Colin Rose taking the win there. Junior women, fourth place going to Savannah Pappy. Junior women's 10 through 14, Cheyenne Comer, third place, running for Aqua Al Dewey at San Diego Bike Club. Kylan McDonald taking second, and your winner also running for Aqua Al Dewey, San Diego Bike Club, Courtney Comer. Women's Open Pros, Catherine Hinton making the podium for third place. Robin Kaminsky in second, riding for Penn CC. And your winner with Helen's Cannondale, Tiffany Myers. Category 3-4 women's, Sasha Perry taking that win. In the Masters 45 and over, James Pappy from Bakersfield, riding for Young's Sierra Bicycle Works, picking up the win there. Juniors 15 to 18 men, Aubrey Smentkowski picking up the win there. That's two wins for him that day at the Black Cat Cross. Not bad, not bad. And in the juniors 10 through 14, fourth place going to Penn CC's Frankie Reed. Third place, Brody McDonald. Second place, Dallas Hinton. And your winner riding for Connie Cycling Junior Race Team, Jules Gilliam out of Manhattan Beach, California. And you can get complete results for the Urban Cyclocross Black Cat Cross at usacycling.org. All right, and up at Candlestick, the Bay Area Super Prestige of Cyclocross. In the Elite Men, third place going to Cameron Walters, second place Walton Brush of MASH SF, and from Riddy Beard Envelopment, Ben Jacques Mains picking up that win. For the Elite Women, making the podium in third place, Kristen Drum, riding for Cycles Fanatic Racing. Team Rambunsky Law's Karen Brems taking second, and Helene Drum taking the win in the Elite Women. Masters Women 35 Plus, Michelle Morrill, Team Roaring Mouse, picking up the win. Category 5, Category B Women, BuySell.com's Caroline Gomez Villafane. And the Masters 45s, Tim Leiden, San Jose Bike Club. That's the Category A Masters 45s. Category A Masters 35s, Justin Robinson, picking up that win, riding for Cal Giant Specialized. And huge field of 35 plus B men's racers. Zach Stanley taking that win for Bicycle Blue Book, HRS Rock Lobster. Single speeders Mark Kierberg of Mellow Motors, single speed B's, single speed A's, Cesar Chavez of BuySell.com Ibis. And in the junior women, Gabby Nevin from Mission Cycling taking the win there. Junior men's 15 to 18, Chance Tyner of Santa Cruz Junior Cycling was your winner. Young juniors 10 through 14, Jackson Rhodes riding for Hunter Freewheel, picking up the win there. And another huge field, the Category C men's field. Rounding up the podium in third place, Tam Bikes' Dean Pogney. Second place going to Eric Brown, and your winner, Chris Neher. BayAreaCX.com for complete results on the Bay Area Super Prestige of Cyclocross. October 21st also hosted the Sacramento Cyclocross at the Old Sugar Mill, October 21st. Men's A's, Peter Knudsen, picking up that win with some incredibly fast lap times. Masters Men's A 35+, win going to Dan Garcia. And in the Men's A's, Masters 45+, Jerome Heiberger taking that win. Men's B's, Doug Ryan picking up the win there. And in the Men's B's age 55 and over, Jim Lund taking the win there. Juniors, Lang Sturgeon was your winner. Men's category C's, Chris Ng rounding out the podium with third place. Robert Terra in second, and your winner, Connor Ellison. And in the women's category A, Stace Cooper taking third place. Maria Lisa Magnuson in second, and your winner, Emily Kaczorek. Women's B's, Jocelyn Vidis was your winner there, and in the women's C's, Donine Vukovic picking up that win. Junior women, Kayla Krockel was your winner. Single speed B's, Justin Hintz. And single speed A's, Bruno Pitten, picking up that win. Complete result at bicyclingevents.com for the Sacramento Cyclocross Series at the Old Sugar Mill in Sacramento, Northern California.
All right, those are race results, local Northern and Southern California, on a somber note here. Just in, I'm just seeing this now today, Geneva Associated Press. More Lance in the news. The official word is UCI has agreed to strip Armstrong's titles of the Tour de France. And the article goes on to say, as far as the cycling's governing body is concerned, Lance Armstrong is out of the record books. Once considered the greatest rider in Tour history, the American was cast out on Monday by his sport, formally stripped of his 7 titles and banned for life for his involvement in what U.S. sports authorities describe as a massive doping program that tainted all of his greatest triumphs. Lance Armstrong has no place in cycling, and he deserves to be forgotten in cycling, said Pat McQuaid, the president of the International Cycling Union. That's UCI. They are the governing body for cycling internationally. This is a landmark day for cycling, and a sad day as well. Tour director Christian Prudhomme said he no longer considers Armstrong to be a champion from 1995 and 2005 and wants him to pay back his prize money. He goes on to say, we wish there is no winner for this period from 1999 to 2005. And he said in Paris, for us, very clearly, the titles should remain blank. Effectively, we wish for these years to remain without winners. Armstrong's immediate representatives had no immediate comment, no surprise there, but the rider was defiant in August as he chose not to fight the USADA in one of the agency's arbitration hearings. And he argued that the process was rigged against him. Today, the UCI made the right decision in the Lance Armstrong case, USADA CEO Travis Tygart said in a statement which called on cycling to continue to fight doping. There are many more details of doping that are hidden, many more doping factors and corrupt team directors, and the Omerta has not yet been fully broken. USADA report says Armstrong and his team used steroids, the blood booster EPO, and blood transfusions. And the report includes statements from 11 former teammates who testified against Armstrong, including that he pressured them to take the banned drugs. Yep. Sad day indeed. Sad day indeed. So anyways. So while we're on bad news, let's throw in a little more bad news. And this is from Jason regarding... Jason in Northern Cal regarding Craigslist. In August, he says, I had a couple of bikes stolen from my house while I was on vacation, one of which was my Cervelo P3CTT bike. And there have been 2 ads now placed on Craigslist that indicate that the bike they were selling is mine. Now, I'll spare you the details. that have me convinced it's my bike, such as emails and texts, etc. I've been patiently dealing with police detectives who suggested I not confront them directly. Suspect is wanted on felony parole violations, but things have not been moving very quickly at all. That's a surprise. Police not moving very quickly in this detective issue. In fact, some of my intel indicates that the bike may have already been sold recently. Bummer. Now they're going to have to chase down the buyer. So anyways, Jason of the Davis Bike Club race team, if you've seen his Cervelo, give him an email at jpeiserich@ucdavis.edu. Yep. So racing goes on, though. Upcoming events, we've got some mountain bike racing, endurance 12-hour races, the SoCal Endurance 12 Hours of Temecula, coming up on November 10th from 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. That's at Vail Lake Resort in Temecula, California. Races run rain or shine. That's 12-hour mountain biking. You can race solo, two-person teams, and four-person teams as well, and multiple categories such as corporate 6 to 10 person, industry 4 to 10 person for bike companies, and yada, yada, yada. Special thanks to KHS for stepping up and sponsoring this event. And again, that's the 12 Hours of Temecula coming up November 10th. Full details at SoCalEndurance.com. And in Northern Cal, Surf City Cyclocross Series. The series continues. Next event is a clinic, actually, on October 27th at Aptos High School. And that's in the Santa Cruz area. And then on the 28th, the first race of the Surf City Cyclocross Series will take place also at Aptos High School. And that includes a costume race. That's a Halloween cyclocross race, October 28th, Surf City Cyclocross Series in Santa Cruz. Visit cyclo-x.com for details on the Surf City Cyclocross and costume race. And if you'd like to get a chance to ride with champions, Team Swift Cycle with Champions is coming up October 28th also. This is a fundraising event for Team Swift's Junior Cycling Development Program. A fine job they do out there up in Santa Rosa. And that's going to be Sunday, October 20th from 8:30 a.m. to 4 p.m. You can mail in pre-registration. That ends on October 24th. That's just a few days from now. And it benefits the Team Swift Junior Cycling Development Program. There's a 30-mile or a 50-mile ride through the Sonoma wine country, which is just beautiful out there. And that's with Ryan Eastman, as well as other members of the BMC Racing Team, too. So ride with the champions. Ryan is also available in the afternoon for autographs and photos and the whole bit. So that should be pretty cool. Again, that's October 28th, Team Swift Cycle with Champions fundraiser for their junior development team. Visit teamswift.org for full details on that. All right, in Bike Sport Radio, out in the field, we had a chance to attend the Furnace Creek 508 and the Urban Cyclocross Black Cat Cross. We had a chance to interview one of the team riders out there before the start of his race, Rick Jacobson. Let's go to that now.
All right, Bike Sport Radio's here this morning at the Hyatt Regency in Santa Clarita at the start line of the Furnace Creek 508. We're here with Rick Jacobson. Rick, you're riding for a team this year?
We are Team Foles. We resurrected our 2005 team that John Clare was on, and David Bradley, Ira Kuchek, and myself. And they both, those two guys had passed away this year, fortunately non-cycling related.
Right.
And John's son, John Jr., wanted to get his team, you know, get that team back together and kind of do a memorial ride and have some fun.
Oh, very nice.
So here we are.
Very nice. All right. And you got a four-person team going out. And you're number two, three rider?
I am number four.
Number four? Okay.
We've got two big guys, two small guys.
All right. Here's John Clare now. John's rider number one for Team Foles. You're doing the first stage. You're on Bike Sport Radio. So you ready to rock and roll?
Oh, absolutely.
All right. Rick's telling us about how you resurrected the team and honor and everything.
That's cool. Yeah. Kind of a cool deal. When my dad passed in January, I kind of just wanted to get together all of his old teams, and Foles was the only one that came through. And unfortunately, we lost another member in September, so we're Foles have had a pretty rough year. So, but it'd be nice to celebrate my dad and David Bradley. So.
I'm sure they wouldn't want it any other way. You guys are doing a great thing. Have either of you done Furnace Creek before? I think you have.
Yeah, actually, Ira and I did a four-man in 2005.
We were part of the original.
Here's
team.
Ira. Ira who?
Ira Kuchek.
Ira Kuchek. Okay, you're on Bike Sport Radio. You guys have done a two-person team?
Four-person. Okay. Four-person Furnace Creek five-way in 2005, and Rick's done it solo.
And then 2006 I DNF'd and finished in 2007.
Okay.
And we rode with John's father and Dave Bradley in 2005. Oh. And we're here to resurrect the team.
Nice. Very nice.
Yeah. All right. Well, great. Good to see you out here, and good luck on the race.
Thank you.
Good luck to you, too.
We don't have to have more courts and more prisons. We need to repeal the whole war on drugs. It isn't working.
As more and more begin to know, the status quo has got to go. They're bound to say yes to a man named Dr. No, a man who makes the establishment panic.
All right. So, Mike Sport Radio also attended the Urban Cyclocross Black Hat Cross in Palos Verdes, October 14th. We got some sounds from the starts. Ultra Cross, also the finish, exciting finish of the Ultra Cross. And some interviews and just general sounds of bike racing. Sit back and enjoy them here on Bike Sport Radio.
Here they go, the Category 4 beginners, Brian Brusick, 10cc, taking the point right there. On lap number one, men's beginners, category fours, at the Black Cat Urban Cyclocross.
Some of us are just crossed.
We just about to the finish of the Ultra Cross. He's zipping up his jersey. There he is. There's the winner of this year's Ultra Cross. Show Air Rock and Road. 3 hours of cross racing. I'll bet his back hurts. Number 527, Matthias Jezek. Riding for Show Air Rock and Road. Congratulations on doing it for 3 hours of cyclocross. 3 hours of the ultracross. That's in the ultracross 45 plus category. Ultracross 45 plus category. Dave Nodiak finishing up here in the ultracross. All right, one lap to go. One to go for the category fours. Beginners, that's an ultra rider going there. He's got a lot to go. That's ultra cross rider Wes Hurton. 3 hours of ultra cross going on. And here is PennCC Brian Brusick in the beginners. Men's one lap to go. One to go for Brian Brusick out there.
Men's category fours.
One lap to go. One lap to go for the men's category fours. And the ultra guys have got a long ways to go. One lap to go for the beginners, not the ultra guys. There goes 308. One to go for number 308. That's Don Wolf. Don Wolf's got one lap to go. One to go. And the ultra guys have got a long ways to go. Here they come. Masters 35s, category 3s and 4s. On the final heat of the day at the Black Cat Cross Urban Cyclocross, brought to you by Castle Rock Winery, Spy Optic. And portions of the race will be featured on Bike Sport Radio. And by the way, this is a preem lap. You get a recycled jersey choice to the leader of the first lap. Leader of the first lap. Recycled jersey to the leader of the first lap on this first lap preem. One lap preem. First lap preem, world famous at the Urban Cyclocross, 20th annual Urban Cyclocross race out here.
If I take it apart...
Okay, the next heat is started. The men's category 3s and 4s. Men's category 3s and 4s. I just heard a whistle, so they'll be thundering through here at the Black Cat Cross. Men's category 3s and 4s. And women's 1, 2, 3s also. All right, 181, Aubrey in the lead there. Ali Smetkowski taking the point there in the lead in the men's category 3s and 4s. And also the women's 1, 2, 3s will be starting shortly as well at the Black Cat Cross.
Junior men, 15-18, final results.
Studio Awards now. Duncan Reed coming in fourth place. Edward Horvat in third. And we're going to put all you guys on the podium. Edward Horvat, Duncan Reed, Bailey Eccles, second place. And your winner, Aubrey Smetowski. Aubrey Smetowski, and that's again the junior men 15 to 18. Aubrey Smetowski, congratulations for winning. Bailey Eccles, second place. Edward Horvat, third. Duncan Reed in fourth. Heading up to the podium, we'll get some photos. We got merchandise for you in the top three. Congratulations.
All right, here they go. Masters 55s, Masters 45s. Heading out at the Black Cat Cross as they go across the line here. Michael Norris cruising by there. The Masters 45s. Black Cat Cross. Big old field out there today in Palos Verdes. The Black Cat Cross brought to you by Castle Rock Winery, Spy Optic, and APS Nutrition, and hosted by Black Sheep Squadron. Black Sheep Squadron, your host club, a new club in the South Bay. Michael Hahn going by there on his first lap, starting Howard Miller, Masters 55s, heading down across the course at the start of the race at the Black Cat Cross. And Frank Sisson going by there, too.
Yeah, that's Marcel's. Oh, thanks.
All right, and Team Square One is on the downhill now. Bruce Wayman, followed by Coley King. It's going to come down to sprint, possibly, at the finish. Let's see what happens.
Bruce will take it.
All right, they're at the bottom of the hill now, going into the little pull-up or push-up bars down there by PV Drive West. Bruce Wayman, Coley King, Square One teammates riding in the Pro Men's Open. All right, there they are, side by side. Bruce Wayman, Coley King, Square One, Men's Open Pro leaders, side by side. And maybe it'll be a neutral finish, or maybe one of them will outsprint the other and just split the cash prize purse. Let's see who it's going to be. Come on, sprint, guys. They're not good. All right, it's a tie. Somebody's got to win. All right. Too close to call. Kumbaya, hugging kissy, huggy kissy finish there. and also finishing up in the other category, the men's Masters 35 plus, Shasta Power, Evergreen's James Bender. Big Orange Chris Downs on the back stretch now, heading into the artificial mud, the Southern California mud there. It's known as a pile of dust.
That was nice. That was fun. That was nice in the back. So I guess they were all running there every time?
They were running it every single time.
Really?
Yeah.
I'm too big to run.
You know what? You were faster.
I think so.
When they came up in the hairpin, right on your tail, and you were at least 1 second ahead of what you got.
All right, another rider finishing up here. OTB. Team OTB, that's rider 198, Colin Rose. Congratulations. OTR. Okay, yeah. OTB, and he's off the back. OTR, Colin Rose. Congratulations.
Nice finish.
So dead.
I don't want to sprint.
This is rolling together. Sorry.
It's number.
We're going to wait a few minutes, okay?
All right. Zipping up for the finish is this rider coming down to the home stretch. Sinak. Covered with dirt. Number 199, Takahiro Odashima. Running for Club Sinak.
That's right.
All right. Well, put Brucey first then.
Yeah, if we, he, yeah, he got you by
tires width.
Good call, man. I like it. Brad, can I have another one for Gator Race?
Yeah.
Or else you got nothing left. Anything. Thank you so much, sir.
And Chris Downs, Big Orange, Spy Optic Synergy, finishing up on his mountain bike, 29er. Not a bad choice out here for 29er. Chris, congratulations. Chris Down, finishing up there. Big Orange Cycling. And congratulations to all the racers here out at the Urban Cyclocross, Black Hat Cross, and Ultra Cross. It was a great day. Visit us at Back on Track Productions or urbancyclocross.com. For more events promoted by Back on Track Productions. And today's event was also sponsored by Castle Rock Winery. Big thanks to them. And hosted by new local club Black Sheep Squadron.
I'll give you $5.
Actually, it looked pretty quick, so I was surprised. Yeah.
All right. Bike Sport Radio is here with the finishers, the two leaders of the Pro Men's Open. It was a very small field today. How'd you feel out there?
I felt like properly, like I was properly punished.
Coley.
Doing what
Coley
I
King.
Chose to do.
Yeah, with the Southern California mud out here, the dry stuff, and your teammate, how do you feel? Bruce? You're on Bike Sport Radio.
I felt good till about two laps to go, and Coley was killing me in that wood chip section over there.
Oh, yeah.
You know.
I threw him in the wood chipper.
Shipped up your legs and everything, so.
No, it was good. Good and hot and hard. How they like it.
Fun race.
All right. Thanks for coming, you guys.
Classic, man.
This is 20 years we've been doing this out here at the Urban Cyclocross. Great finish. That was a tie finish. I think they gave it by a wheel's length to Bruce, though. Congratulations.
Thank you. Appreciate it, Brad. Thanks again.
Bike Sport Radio's out here at the start line with another rider, Charlie Markham. And you're getting ready. You're riding the first leg in your team. And how big is your team? Tell us about it.
Team Sea Monkeys. It's a four-person mixed team, so two women, two men. And we did it as a four-person team last year, but the women that did it enjoyed the experience so much they defected, formed a four-woman team. So we found two other women, and they're great athletes. We're really excited about it, you know, so we're really looking forward to it.
Good. And you're doing the first leg. Is the defector team here, too?
They are. As a matter of fact, there's a member of our defector team right
there's
there.
There's a member of the defector team right there.
That's on the team in favor of younger, hotter girls.
I did not.
Oh, okay.
Yes, you did.
Well, in spite of that, I think you're still hot.
Thank
so,
you,
okay.
Exactly.
Ignore them.
Yeah, he is.
Tell us about your team. We're on Bike Sport Radio, where it's all about bike racing, bike racers, and what you need to race bike. Here, Kitty Kitty. Is that the name?
Kitty Bang Bang.
Oh.
It's an all-girl team. Okay. And then this is the first year for our team.
Uh-huh.
Two veterans, two newbies. Very excited to be out in the desert.
All right.
With the man who kicked me off his team.
No, Charlie says you guys did great, and you loved it so much you wanted to form your own women's team. So, well, more power to you. All right.
Yeah, this is my third year, and I've been on a different team every year.
And where's your first rider?
Lisa's back there talking to all the single cute guys.
Okay, good. We won't bother her then. She's busy. Very good. All right. Good to see you out there.
What team are you on?
I'm riding for Team Hammerdillos, old man, old lady team, two person. And Brenda Barnell is my teammate. And she's done Ram, and she's done Hoodoo, and she's done. This is her fifth Furnace Creek. She'll get in the Hall of Fame. So she's got a lot of experience.
Is the cute little long haired girl on stage?
No. She's got hair down to just above her shoulders. So, yeah.
So fun. Well, good luck.
Yeah, you too. Good luck. And back to Charlie now on Bike Sport Radio. So, Bicycle Johns, are they one of your supporters?
Yeah, Bicycle Johns is a chain based. They started in Burbank. They've got five shops in the area right now. As a matter of fact, John supported me when I did it solo. Right after I did solo in 2003 as Chimpanzee, got married, had a kid, a little less time for training.
Yeah.
I've helped staff the race. My wife and I did the time station at, I don't know where she went, she left too. Anyway, we did the time station at Furnace Creek while she was pregnant with my son, who is 7 and a half right now, and off to a Little League game after the start of this.
Wow. Overachiever. Very good. All right. Well, good luck to you guys.
Well, thanks
have fun
a lot.
Out there.
Thank you very much.
Thanks for chatting with us at Bike Sport Radio.
Ready for cold as you get up at the top. You're at 5,000 feet at
2 o'clock in the morning, and it's pretty chilly up there.
And that's at the top of Towns Pass.
Yeah, uh-huh.
Yeah. And then you drop
luckily
down.
Luckily, it's only for
that's
about
my leg, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Luckily, it's only for about a mile or two, because when you start going down into the
Furnace Creek,
once you start going down into Death Valley, it'll be back to 80 degrees by the time you're at the bottom. At 3 o'clock in the morning.
We did that.
Changing clothes a lot.
Jackets, yeah.
Yeah, we did that 1 year when it was 60 mile an hour winds. And my stoker stopped.
2 years ago?
Yeah. My stoker took off his glasses and his sunglasses just went flying, or his clear lenses went flying. It was just amazing. We're like, oh my God. And so I had the two humps, you know, was going into, I don't remember what time station, from Furnace Creek, the next time station.
Yeah, that's exactly where I was.
Right, so we had the two humps, right, and I don't remember what they are.
Jubilee and then
Shoshone?
Well, that's where you finish, in Shoshone. There's Jubilee Pass and then I can never remember the name of the second one, the tall one. Salisbury.
Yeah. There you go. Uh-huh. So I told him, I'm like, okay, because in my mind I could see the elevation, right? I'm like, I yelled to him, I'm like, are we over the second? You know, going over the second? He goes, honey, we haven't even hit the first one yet. And I'm like, oh no! Because, you know, 60 mile an hour, that's where I was going. Oh, wow. It was great.
And that year, we did a four-man relay team, but we did it on fixed gears.
Oh, wow.
And so I rode that 44 miles across the bottom of the Death Valley into that wind on a fixed gear at about 8 miles an hour.
Wow. Unreal. But it's
last year was much better.
Really?
Yeah, it really got
Didn't do it last. This will be my fifth time. Once we complete it, so I can get in the Hall of Fame.
Same.
I know. Are you in the Hall of Fame?
Over there, yeah.
Yeah.
Look for the Polecat.
Polecat is your totem?
Polecat.
Okay. Are you doing it this year, too?
Well, no, we're doing the time station.
That's right.
Yeah. Since 1997, we've either raced it. Well, I've either raced it, been a crew chief, or work the time station.
Nice.
And so we developed the hula theme.
Oh,
the
really?
Time station.
Yeah. So you're the true hula, folks.
Yeah.
Oh,
so,
good.
Because sitting out there in the desert for 30 hours, you gotta have some kind of something to do.
Yeah.
So we developed this theme back when Time Station 7 was on top of the Sheephole Pass.
Oh.
And then we thought, you know, that makes that stage in there really long, and the last one really short, and so it didn't make any sense to us. So we talked to Kosman, and we said, you know, it would be better if we were down around Amboy somewhere, so we moved it to that corner where we are now. And
that's great.
So it makes that last stage 58 miles.
Yeah, but you know what, once you do that, go over those railroad tracks and you climb, it's a gradual false flat is what I call it.
Oh,
it's just gradual, and it's like, are we ever going to get there, you know, because it takes forever just to go up, and you see this big old mound over on the left-hand side, remember that? And
Which one are you talking about?
I don't know what it is, but it's just on the side of the road, it's this huge mountain light, and you're like watching it thinking, all right, is it coming, because it's not getting closer, it's like, and you're gradually going up, it's like, oh, I don't think I'll ever get to the top of this.
Yes.
Oh, it's fun. That's great.
Right.
That's good. Well, we'll be out of there. Yeah, Brad needs some heat training, I swear.
We would plan at least three rides. We'd drive out Saturday morning, park somewhere, or if we're doing a relay.
Right.
Everybody in the van. Okay, one guy ride for 50 miles. Then we switch for 50 miles just in the heat of the day. Okay. What do you do for food?
We'll probably have liquids.
Yeah. Because we've developed our own little drink that we can do solo. We can do it on the liquid.
Yeah.
And it's so much better.
Yeah.
Okay, racers, we got a pretty next lap. FRS Energy Pack.
I do long distance rides because I've done 1,200 Ks and stuff.
Yeah.
I've done those for like probably about 8 years now. And it's just amazing because I remember the first time I got into riding, you would literally have like something in your throat. It's like it either's come up or go down.
Yeah.
And then that's when you start thinking liquids would be so much easier because you're full and, you know, or just comfortable. But I told him what I wanted to do is go out to the start because it's changed since because the location, the starting location's different now. Because it's not at Valencia. It's at a different, it's not at the same hotel where it always has been, but it's over at, like, across the street up the road. Holiday Inn or something, or Marriott.
It's new for this year, or is it the same as last year?
Probably last year. So remember when it was down there by that Marine Calendars?
Yeah, okay.
Okay,
it's so, moved from there?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, it's at a different hotel because we outgrew that. They outgrew that.
Okay, yeah.
So I told Brad what I want to do is do the start, and him and I just leapfrog it someday so he can see the course and go out there to when we exchange.
Right.
That's what we, I mean. Because
that first 84 miles is...
Is that where it is? Is it 84 before... Really?
To California City. Yeah.
Yeah. I know. That is so great.
Know what he's getting into.
I know. I have no idea. All I want to do is the fifth one, and I suckered him into it.
Okay. All right.
But he's done the Hoodoo 500.
All
so
right.
He'll be fine. He's, you know, although it's not as high.
Huh.
Yeah.
Would you be interested in doing it again on a tandem?
Oh, yeah.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah. Because I love that stuff.
Because ever since 1998, I have had a goal to replace the current mixed tandem
team.
And I put it, is it the two-person or the...
One tandem for Nick's.
Oh, Spy Racing.
What is the record?
Solo record?
Yeah. For the tandem? Is there...
It's 31 hours and change. 31, 36, or 30, 13, or something like that.
Really? Wow.
Well, it's just because of the person who is the...
Who is it? Who holds the record?
Well, her captain was... Patton.
Pat, Doug? That not Doug. I'm thinking Doug Patton.
No, it was the Panther, whoever the Panther was.
Buffalo.
But Cindy Steiger.
Oh, I know Cindy. Yeah, I know Cindy.
You happen to like Cindy?
She does inspections. She's a little bit on your nerves.
Now, 1998. I crewed for Danny Chu in the Race Across America.
Yeah, I know Danny.
And last minute, she was a crew chief replacement or something like that. And I have never seen a person so out of control with her emotions.
I believe that.
And I think it was day three, she banished me to the motorhome, which was the only way to keep me from ripping her fucking head off. But anyway.
Yeah.
That was a huge mistake. And I think she's balanced out her meds or something since then, but we just
yeah.
And I've always had that in my mind since then.
But you know what? That's, when was that record set though? That's been a while.
It's a while, yeah.
Yeah, I was gonna say, had to be. Oh, that's fun. Yeah, I love that stuff though. You know, it's great. In fact, what I want to do, my goal next year, because I like the long distance stuff. Love it. I've got Brad doing the 200K each month just to get, because I was in Texas forever, so I was like had all the miles and all my friends. About him, I'm like, Brad, just come, you know. So I can meet some people, because I don't like riding by myself.
Okay.
I don't like that at all. But I'll ride for days and miles.
Okay.
And so next year it's LEL, London, Edinburgh, London. So it's a 1400K.
Wow.
And I told a friend, Brad's not going to do that. He's like, I'm not sitting on a damn bike for half my days. And I'm like, okay, so I told some of my buddies in Texas and Dallas. I said, all right, you guys, this is target for next year. And Mark, one of my friends who did Ram, he did solo Ram. He got 150 miles from the finish line, and time was getting tough. He was in Pennsylvania. The roads were bad. He had bad saddle sores because I threw for him halfway, and in Missouri, some European country told us to start getting steak so he could sit on steak to help with the saddle sores. Never heard it. So it was wife and I.
As in...
Yeah.
Cuts of beef steak?
You get it and you put it on his ass and you put his shorts on top of that, and he would ride with that beef stuck on his ass because his saddle sores. That's what the European things were telling us when we were in Missouri. So they did that, but he got timed out. The next year, and that was in 06, and 07 he tried to do it. A week before he took off to come out here to California, he was on a training ride just with a friend, just kind of turning the legs, you know. A dog comes up, because Texas is known for that. Dogs running the roads, country roads. Knocked him over because he was squirting the dog to get him away. He went down, busted his hip. Broke some, I mean, you know, he's probably going 10 miles an hour, but had all that, so he couldn't do it. So the next year I was doing,
okay, we have another frame, bar tape from Frankie's Bike Shop in Fountain Valley. We're going to do the next lap.
Got to see the finish.
Another frame, bar tape from Frankie's Bike Shop, the leader of the next lap.
Yeah, yeah.
So he was on our team, so it was three guys. It was Tim, Bernie Barge. Do you know Bernie? And Mark and myself. We did really well, the four of us. We were on single bike that year.
Okay, what was your time?
6 days, 7 days, 6 days something. I don't remember what it was offhand. Okay. But it was pretty, we had a good time. It was only, we always did Team JDRF, so with Tim.
Okay,
it was
yeah.
Kind of the JDR thing. So we did that. So when I dropped him an email, I said, Mark, LAL. Sure enough, Mark's like, oh, Brenda, keep me in mind. I was like, I'll go to your, because I'd love to see that. Go to London and ride the 1400K. So it'll be fun.
I had to teach, I think, Tim's son a little bit about respecting these elders.
Did you? Yeah. Do you remember those kids? I mean, now they're grown.
This was last year.
Oh, really?
We're I'm on stage 4 from Furnace Creek to Shoshone.
Uh-huh.
Riding along, and we're going up hills.
Green lap, do some recording.
Hold on. All right, so Bike Sport Radio's rolling now at the start of the Furnace Creek 508. You're going to hear a little wind noise on our microphone here, but John Clare over there on the right, and Charlie on the left up here. Highway Patrol doing a fine job out here. And the weather, this is awesome.
It is awesome.
What is it, 70 degrees, 65? It was great. Brisk weather, no major heat, no wind, and the whole peloton on the neutral portion of the Furnace Creek 508 on stage 1 on Bike Sport Radio. We'll be coming back to you later. Right out here at Furnace Creek 508. Hammer Dillo's here on stage 1, Furnace Creek. San Francisco Canyon, and 20 riders up front, 20 riders ahead of us, and the rest are behind, sitting here at 21st place, 2X team. Don't know how many riders ahead are 2X, but many of them are four-person teams, of course, they get more rest, so they're going to ride harder. Couple miles to go till the neutral area where the follow vehicles get to pick us up, and then we can get a race report maybe then as to what teams are where and where Team Hammerdillos is on the course at the Furnace Creek 508. Okay, we're back, still on stage 1. Hammerdillos 50 plus mixed 2X category. I think we've established a pretty good position. There's only one other team around us that we can see. Their age group is Scarab, and they're just a little bit behind. So we'll have a little bit better intel when we get to the first checkpoint in California City. But I don't know if Hammerdillos is in the lead in its age group or not for the 2X team. As you can hear from the wind, it's incredibly windy out here as we head towards what's affectionately called the Windmill Farm. Of course, it's going to be windy at the Windmill Farm. We'll be coming back to you later on Bike Sport Radio.
I have to catch you to get it back.
So and he goes, boy, notice the difference in abilities. On the flats, I kick your ass, I climb you and kill
and
me.
And on the hills, he kills me.
Yeah. So every hill, I come up behind him going, notice the difference in abilities. Yeah. On the hills, I kick your ass.
Isn't that amazing? Yeah. How different
Oak
people
Creek
can be.
Oak Creek Road was awesome, though. That, you know, after the windmill climb, that was awesome. That made up
for it. Oh, windmill climb.
I could tell that was you.
Did you see me? I was pedaling square as I could.
Yeah. No, I was thinking.
so much rather be in the van right now than on the bike.
You are so lucky you didn't do this stage.
Charlie, yeah. I could get my ass kicked at midnight. I mean, it's, I could have a miserable...
Are you doing the
I'm doing stage 2 and 4. I'm the D rider, yeah.
I'll be on 4 with you then.
Oh, you will? Okay.
No, you're 3. You're 3.
Oh, I'm on 3. That's right.
Yeah, you're on.
No, no, because you'd be really good to sit right behind.
Yeah.
I thought I should do that.
Two mixed.
Chinook.
Hammerdillo's the second team in? No, third team in.
Fifth. That's fifth. 1, 5, 2.
They're out of order. That's weird.
Okay. Are the age? What are the ages? Are the ages broken down? What are the age groups for these teams?
We don't have that down. You'll have to look at this.
Okay.
All right, so we're the fifth mixed team in, behind Trojan Rabbit, Scarab, Lulu, and Gibbon.
Good. All right, here we are. Towns Pass. Yeah. There goes a rider on this relentless 9 miles climbing to heaven here. Oh my god. And it's steep and relentless, and I can see taillights all the way up into the sky in front of me. It's nightfall now here at the Furnace Creek 508 on Bike Sport Radio. All right, I'm on my final leg here, coming at you for Team Hammerdillos. Oh, we got a cattle crossing. Woo! This is the, what is it? Kelso to almost Amboy, I believe. 15-mile climb, and then about 16, 17 miles of downhill, and I am done, and then we'll have one more stage. I have a teammate. She'll be riding the final stage into 29 Palms at the Furnace Creek 508. And it's hot. And I'm in the middle of freaking nowhere. There's nobody out here. Oh, there's a carrot up the road I can chase. All right. Furnace Creek 508 here on Bike Sport Radio. All right, Bike Sport Radio's here in the crew car. At the Furnace Creek 508 with our Hammerdillo crew. We got Carl and crew chief Mike, driver Dennis. Say hi to Bike Sport Radio, guys.
Hey. Hello.
Yeah. And they got the harder job crewing, I think. I don't know. What do you think?
I'm not buying that.
No, I think it's harder to ride. Okay. It was a tough one. Yeah, this was a tough one. I'm glad to. We're on our last leg here. Team Hammerdillo's in the crew car. And I see some carrots up the road for our final leg. Stage 8, Furnace Creek 508. We're looking at about a midnight finish time for our 2X team. 2X mixed team. Hammerdillo's on Bike Sport Radio. We'll be coming at you at the finish line when we get there. Talk to you soon.
Bike racing, the world's toughest sport. Imagine listening to the radio on Monday to hear the weekend's race news, or having a chance to call in and chat with an expert about our sport. Well, imagine no more. We are Bike Sport Radio. Tune in to KILL Radio for reports on the weekend's local race action and results. Hear how local clubs or teams are doing, or call in and chat with a guest speaker about the sport or some of its many products used. We cover road, mountain bike, cyclocross, and track cycling in Southern California, and are giving our fast-growing sport yet another media boost. Our studio is big enough for guests, and we have hosted a few notable ones. If you would like to be an in-studio guest, contact us. You can listen to Bike Sport Radio Live or listen to an archive show at radioforall.net. Please donate at any level to us through the Kill Radio online link at www.killradio.org, or support Bike Sport Radio by linking us to your websites. Thanks for listening to Bike Sport Radio.
All right. Well, thanks for listening. That's right. Bikesport Radio coming to a close again. October 22nd. And hey, when you're out there, ride your bike and drive your bike like you would a car. And don't dope and ride. We'll see you next time on Bikesport Radio. I ate a handful of peanuts, and I told them this.